I'm asking all of my listeners, my proud supporters of our courageous men and women in blue, to join me and express your unwavering appreciation for law enforcement. Thin Blue Line USA has stylish apparel, great accessories that make a statement, and flags that fly with pride. They've got everything you need to show your support for law enforcement. Go to thinblueline.usa.com and shop a wide selection of products to show off your patriotism. Use code SID and get 15% off. Stand with me, Sid, and stand with WABC as we honor those who protect and serve. ThinBlueLineUSA.com. Once again, use the code word SID.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Sid and Friends in the Morning, 77 WABC.
Friend Kevin Breslin just told me something. He told me two things. One was stupid. Yes, I want to start a war, Kevin. Stay out of it. God. But he did tell me one thing that was important. That 2 years ago today, somebody that I did not know and still never met his parents, even though I take the bus right by their house to go to the gym almost every week, hero firefighter Timothy Klein was killed 2 years ago today, April 24th, 2022. And my community has done a great job since Timothy died. They've even renamed 129th Street, where you and I dine often, Lewis. Some of our favorite restaurants, from La Sorrentina to Cali's to Pico to the, well, what's the other place I love? Pino Rustico. They've renamed that street Timothy Klein Way, and I'm dying to meet his father, who's a hero fireman. I've never met him. I've once or twice considered just knocking on the door to say hello, because I've been told by people he does know me and listen to the show occasionally, like Matt Conklin, whose daughter Ava, yes, same name, was killed while sitting at a bus stop in front of a Walgreens on 105th in our neighborhood by some irresponsible kid. So, I may do that today. Anyway, Peter King is here, the great congressman. I always say in my lifetime, two best politicians in New York, King and Giuliani. Peter, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Actually, I'm doing good, and I actually feel lucky. It was exactly a year ago at this time. I was in the operating room in Long Island Jewish being operated on for stomach cancer.
Oh, my God.
Which I've survived.
Thank
and
God.
That sort of prepares me for being on the show with you.
You know, I can actually see you, I swear, as if you took the picture yesterday sitting in that chair in your living room in the house. Remember you sent out that picture?
Right. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
That's already a year ago?
Yeah, a year ago, April 24th, yeah.
You know what's great, too, Peter, is that seemingly, and you would know better than me, you've really been great since. I mean, no issues, right?
No, there was no radiation, no chemo. I went back in for a seven-month checkup, and that was totally clear. I think I have one more to go, but no, I feel great. Everything's working, including my brain, I think. No, actually, I was lucky. They found it. They were looking for something else. It was a routine acid reflux. They were examining that. There was nothing there. And while they were there, they saw the small tumor growing in my stomach. So if I hadn't gone in for the acid reflux, because I had no symptoms from that tumor at all. So God knows how long it would have gone before it showed itself. But then it may have been too late. So, no, I'm a lucky guy.
And, no, we're all lucky. Not only are you lucky, and obviously Rosemary and Erin and Sean, but we're all lucky because, well, you're that important to all of us. So, look, I don't want to argue about Ukraine, but I want to ask you about the bill.
Yes,
just
sure.
The bill in general, no money to the border and 20-something billion to Israel. Putting Ukraine aside, what about the rest of that?
Well, first of all, I think Israel should get every dollar that it needs. And I think they're satisfied with the amount they got. I mean, I'm not down there anymore, but to me, there's no doubt Israel should get every penny it needs. There should be no pressure put on them at all to, you know, not to finish the job, go in, root out Hamas, root out all those leaders. And as you were saying, listen, during the closing days of World War II, nobody was talking about how many innocent Germans are being killed. The fact is, you go in to do the job, and then afterwards you try to help people out, help out the good people that are left. But you have to win the war first. You have to win it. You have to root out all the bad
people. So what is our mutual friend, Kevin Breslin, I keep bringing him up, he must be so happy, but sending me a message like, what are you, nuts? What do you want to start a war? What do you mean? I'm trying to finish a damn war.
Yeah, to me, the only way you can stop wars is to stop the one you have now. And there's no doubt if Israel ends this, if they're forced to end it before Hamas is destroyed, before Hamas is rooted out, all that means is more people are going to be killed a year or so from now. The horrible atrocities are going to continue. And I agree with you. Listen, no one wants innocent civilians killed. But when you see polls showing that 70, 80, 90% of Palestinians support Hamas, then they're all part of the enemy. Just listen, the decision was made in World War II that the German citizens were part of the German war effort. And to win the war, there had to be all-out attacks, whether it was Dresden or any of those major cities in Germany. And then also you go to Japan. I mean, Harry Truman, you now consider one of our great presidents, dropped the atom bomb. We didn't write stories the next day about how many innocent civilians were killed. The bottom line is it saved American lives. It won the war. Japan is now a flourishing democracy. Germany is now a democracy. And there has not been a war in Europe since the end of World War II. And so, no, you have to get it done. And Israel has to – listen, they are the only democracy in the Middle East. That's the most dangerous neighborhood in the world. One of our major enemies is there. And if Israel wasn't there, we'd have to create someone to do what Israel was doing for us. And it's not American troops there. American troops aren't on the line. It's Israelis are on the line protecting themselves, but also – protecting American interests. And you can't overstate how dangerous and how evil Iran is, and Iran is behind all of this, Hezbollah, Hamas, and you were up there at Columbia. I don't care what people say. This is why I think the threat now of a terrorist threat is greater in our country and in New York since 9/11. All those thousands of people out there demonstrating for Hamas, if only two or three of them a terrorist, they could kill thousands of people with one subway attack, one attack in a major department store. And this is just getting worse and worse. And for these educators, they're an absolute disgrace to allow these animals to be occupying. That's why I give you and Anthony and Bruce and Mike credit for going up there. But you're right. It's not enough to have Sid Rosenberg. Where are these university presidents? Where's the mayor? Where's the governor? They're the ones who have the real obligation to speak out and let the cops do their job.
With crime running rampant in New York, you need to keep yourself and your family safe. Obtaining your concealed carry firearm licenses can be difficult and time-consuming. That's where MyFirstPistol.com comes in. They'll help you secure your concealed carry license. If you're looking for a pistol, premise, rifle, or shotgun license, call 347-559-7052. 347-559-7052. You must have a valid firearm license issued by the NYPD to purchase, possess, or shoot a handgun or pistol in NYC.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
If you had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients, and they will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today, 800-560-0214 for a free consultation. Or email them at info@gabolaw.com. That's GABOlaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
Couldn't agree more, and I've been saying that all morning. It's nice that the mayor sent out a tweet before he went to Miami, by the way, or the governor sends out tweets. You know, Maliotakis is going there today, and Anthony's going back, and Johnson. But again, it's not going to get it done. I mean, maybe it'll eventually lead to this lady resigning, but because she's not going to deal with the pressure. But Johnson, for example, yes, he's the Speaker of the House. I think that's a nice gesture, but he's going through hell. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene wants him out, want to vacate that position. There's another guy in Kentucky who wants him out. Ted Cruz was very critical of Johnson yesterday. What are your thoughts on the Speaker?
No, I think he's doing an excellent job. I was out with John and Rita the other night. We had Newt Gingrich on, who was a guest. And Newt and I haven't always agreed in the past, even though we understand each other. And he said that Mike Johnson was a hero. He showed great leadership. He did what had to be done. But even if you disagreed with him, the fact is you can't be removing someone from office every time you disagree with the position they're taking. And, again, I support what Johnson did. I think he did the right thing. But if he didn't do that, you don't remove a speaker. We never removed a speaker in the history of the United States until Kevin McCarthy. And that whole idea of vacating the speaker, that was intended for corruption, for some kind of treason, not disagreeing with their positions. We're going to become like a banana republic, or like some of these countries in Europe where they have a new government.
Well, let me ask you this. You're right. But you're right. But this is not just, and I like Mike Johnson. Let me go on record right now. I like him. I think he's the right guy for the job. But I think this criticism is worthy because this is not just a policy difference. I could make the argument that spending no money on our border is a national security threat. And I do believe people should lose their jobs over national security. Can I not make that argument?
No, you can, but it wouldn't be a good one. The fact is that border security is vital. National security is vital. Stopping Russia influence is in America's national interest. That saves American lives, American jobs. And whether it's me or Mark Levin or Newt Gingrich, we can go to the list, or every top Republican in the Congress, the head of the Armed Services Committee, the Foreign Affairs Committee, the Intelligence Committee, all believe that. So that, to me, I believe he's on the right side of history. And first of all, a foreign aid bill generally only has money for foreign countries. So that's like a bad argument that there's nothing there for America.
Got it.
But we do need money for border security. Absolutely. This is disgraceful inaction by the Biden administration. But you don't compound that inaction by then hurting us in foreign policy. We have to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time, or a world power. But I agree with you to this extent. If we don't firm up our border, we could be taken out from within. But sending money to Ukraine doesn't hurt us at the border. It wasn't like one or the other. There's plenty of money if they want to send it to the border. The Biden people are holding it back intentionally. They don't want to secure the border.
It is unbelievable because all he has to do really is sign an executive order, you know, kind of reinstall, maybe remain in Mexico. One of the things that Donald Trump had in place, and there would be a remarkable difference overnight.
Yeah, I'm not trying to oversimplify things. The fact is all he had to do is what President Trump did. I mean, Biden was so proud of himself the first couple of days in, he was issuing all these executive orders repealing what Trump did. Well, the fact is, we had more control of the border under President Trump than we did in the last 20 or 30 years. And Donald Trump was getting it done with very little support from the Democrats, but he got it done. The first thing Biden did was in there. He was opening up the borders. He was basically, the number of illegal immigrants that have come in the last couple of years under Biden is historically bad. Even Obama did a much better job than him. Trump did a far better job. So it's not rocket science here. Yeah. It's not even a great amount of money has to be appropriated. Just undo his lousy executive orders, reinstate what President Trump did.
We need Trump now. You know, Peter, he spends most of his days, and he's right, vilifying Mershon, this judge who's just a complete disgrace. I mean, yesterday he called out Trump's lawyer, basically mocked him. He yells at Donald Trump almost every day. He's got the power, and he can't stand Trump, and he's exercising his power, and he's a disgrace. And instead of talking about, you know, Colombia, which he did yesterday, Trump, for a short time, it's all he can do. Instead of talking about that or the border or all the things that are really affecting America, this poor guy is sitting in a courtroom most of the day, and when he needs to talk, when he wants to talk, he ends up talking about Mershon because this guy's trying to destroy his life, and it's hurting us. We need Trump to be out there talking about this stuff that can help fix this country again.
We do, and listen, this is bad for Trump. It's bad for the United States. He is the nominee of the Republican Party for President of the United States. He should be not sitting in a courtroom talking about misdemeanors, alleged misdemeanors that happened 16 years ago, or 6 years ago, or 5 years ago, contrived into a phony indictment. This, to me, is what you expect to see, really, in some banana republic. It's a disgrace. And what really bothers me, and I've spoken to lawyers about this, where is the bar associations in New York? Where are they? Where are the other judges? Why aren't people speaking out? This is such an abuse of power. You talk about an assault on democracy. This is a direct assault on democracy. It's tearing it apart, and to have even the media somehow treating it as if some kind of game. I mean, this has never happened before in the history of the country. If you're going to indict a president for the first time in history, have it on something substantive, not something that's been contrived and made up. And every one of these indictments is politically driven. And for them to say the White House is not involved, when you have the number three guy from the Justice Department coming to New York to try a misdemeanor case in a New York criminal court, it's a disgrace. Tying the president down to this is absolutely shameful, and it's going to hurt the country. One way or the other, Donald Trump can always survive. I'm more worried about the country. The country is going to be permanently damaged by this. And also, everyone has to realize what goes around comes around, and you're going to find a Democratic president in the future in some DA in Mississippi or Arkansas or somewhere indicting him, and we're going to lose the dignity we had as a nation over the years.
Trump trial, by the way, resumes tomorrow. Back to your neighborhood. First of all, I know you're proud. You know, you're kind of the you're the godfather or the consigliere, whatever you are, of that whole Long Island contingent, and they're great, man. Bruce Blakeman, can't say enough good things. Anthony D'Esposito, can't say enough good things. And I could take it to Tierney and Donnelly and Romaine, all of them. But those two guys specifically, because I spend a lot of time with them. And Finn, oh, man, I love Finn. And Leah and Pat Ryder. It's just an amazing group of people, basically led by you and Joe Cairo. And I guess you got some good news today. I know you don't like this guy, like talking about this guy, but it is newsworthy that George Santos has decided to end his campaign today. What are your thoughts?
I'm glad he's gone. You know, sooner the better. But, you know, you talk about Blakeman and Cairo and Anthony. We were having lunch yesterday, talking about you, by the way. As we were sitting there, somebody's on a camera here now, Crazy City making all sorts of comments about us sitting there, yeah, talking and you know, trying to divide things up. How we can go after Sid? We're planning an attack on you. We're going to take over your show. I mean, Andy's not really a friend of yours. We just snuck him in there. He's infiltrating.
He probably is.
He's going to take it over. Yeah. He's going to take it over.
Hey, listen.
And then Bruce, David Bruce, the two of them. You weren't smart enough to know they had you outnumbered up there.
Oh, God.
Two of them and one of you.
Oh, that's funny. I got to tell you, Bruce Blakeman, that is funny. It wouldn't surprise me in this day and age with the Chinese and the Russians if they were spies too. Bruce Blakeman comes out of his car on Monday, walks up to the podium with us. He's wearing a yarmulke. How awesome is that?
Yeah, Bruce is a very serious Jew. I mean, I've known him for years. He's observant. He takes his religion both religion-wise and also cultural-wise. He's proud to be a Jew. Anthony D'Esposito might as well be a Jew. Yeah. I mean, he goes, I don't think it's a temple in his district. It's safe. Every time you go to one of these, Anthony is in there.
True.
No, these guys are dedicated, and Joe Cairo has managed this whole situation where if anyone was ever heard making the slightest anti-Semitic remark, they'd be out of the Republican Party so fast you wouldn't believe it.
I'll say this on the way out. If all of New York City and all the boroughs and the state operated like Nassau County, this really would once again be the greatest city in the world. So congratulations to all you guys. I know D'Esposito and Johnson on their way back to Columbia today. And as always, Peter King, a spectacular appearance. I love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Have a great day. Peter King, everybody, the great congressman, great politician, even better person, my friend Peter King.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.